It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
To feed or not to feed the homeless in the streets of downtown Las Vegas? That's the question. So-called altruists, also known as do-gooders, occasionally bring food to feed the homeless in downtown Las Vegas. This is under the auspice that they're just feeding their friends. This activity picks up around the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. The claim that the city has to pay for cleanup of body fluids, wastes, and discarded food and other items is a valid claim. There's also the claim that there could be serious health concerns related to passing out food. And then, of course, there are the concerns about trash bringing rodents, which could spread disease and get into our public waterways, introducing pathogens into our community. Now, it's been suggested the targeting of those feeding homeless people on the street is just part of the city's effort to funnel them, the homeless, into the homeless courtyard that was established over a year ago. The downtown area near Foremaster has become home to three major nonprofits that serve the city's homeless: Catholic Charities, Salvation Army, and Las Vegas Rescue Mission. Now, these nonprofits have been part of the magnet attracting homeless people to this part of the downtown area. Nearly 20 years ago, it was suggested by former Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman that the shuttered women's prison in Jean should be turned into a homeless shelter offering all the necessary amenities, such as food, beds, health needs, support to clean up, and prepare to get jobs, and more. Now, let's be clear. It's been said that due to court orders that came down decades ago, one cannot be forced to leave downtown and relocate to a facility such as that proposed for Jean. But could they be induced, and could the city and county governments be more creative and thoughtful as to how to best help the homeless, regardless as to what brought them to this place in their lives? Now, the answer is yes. The nonprofits could have been given free space in the Jean facility. The homeless courtyard could not have been established in the downtown area. Laws should not only enforce the traffic and other health hazards the altruists have helped to create, but other sticks and carrots could have been used, allowing people to pander at on-ramps and off-ramps to freeways and at busy street corners contributes to the acceptance of these problems. This problem has spread throughout the county. Now, those pandering have created a true risk to their lives and to distracted car drivers. We've created the street food giveaway and related problems by giving birth to a part of the city dedicated to homelessness. Businesses have left in droves and relocated to safer parts of the valley, leaving diminished tax revenues in downtown Las Vegas. The answer is to relocate all homeless services to a rehabilitated homeless facility in Jean while enforcing the laws against any illegal activities in downtown. That means not turning our heads to pandering, the hazards that accompany handing out food in the streets, nor any other related illegal or hazardous activities. Transfer all help for the homeless to Jean and truly help these folks get back to a normal, healthy life. If we truly want to help the homeless, don't keep doing the same thing while expecting a different outcome. That's the definition of crazy and helps absolutely no one. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.